Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Think for a moment. Who are the people in your life that you can count on? That you depend on? I hope there's more than one. Where would we be without those people, right? Whether it's a spouse, a child, a parent, a friend, a colleague. And of course, as we grow in life, as we get older, right, Mike? Those people change. Right? Or sometimes the roles are reversed. When we were little children, we depended completely upon our parents, didn't we? And now sometimes as we get older, we take care of our parents, right, as they get older. So the roles kind of reverse. But people in our lives, our lives would not be the same at all if we didn't have people in our lives who loved us, who were there for us, who we could count on. And what a great gift it is to have those people in our lives. Hold that thought. The Feast of All Saints is an invitation for us to see another group of people who have passed through this life into new life, who are also there for us. Another support system, the Great Communion of Saints. And I think often we tend to think of, we have this feast in the church because there are so many people, more than we can count, that are with God in heaven, yes? Yeah. I mean, we name saints, but this feast is not about St. Teresa or St. Augustine or St. Francis of Assisi. This feast is about people who just lived ordinary, good, faithful lives. And we believe that they're with God in heaven. Many people that you and I have known. Yay! Right? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Many people that we have known. They are part of the Holy Ones and the Blessed Ones. We are part of an immense family. As the book of Revelation says, it's such a big number, it can't even be counted. Can't even be counted. There are so many. And they surround us with their love and their care and support. And we share in part of their blessing because we're on the way to the kingdom of new life, are we not? Sure we are. And we already are children of God, as John reminded us in the second reading. We're already God's children. So we share in that blessing. And the saints who've gone before us, the people that we know and love, they want us, along with our loving God, to know the same kind of joy, happiness, and peace that they experience. So why wouldn't they be with us, right? For us and on our side. They've completed the journey. We're still on the way. But the good news is they're there with us always to support us, to intercede for us, to help us along the way. Yes, we call on God in prayer. We call on Mary. But we call on the saints. We can call on those who've gone before us too that we know. I know I have in my life. And sometimes we feel them close to us. And so tonight we celebrate this great, vast group of people, but in a particular way, the people that we've known and loved who now celebrate new life with God. They're with God, and yet they're with us here. It's a support group and a support system unlike any other.